along the Monterey Bay, so be sure to drive with some extra caution today. We'll start off on Highway 17 near the Laurel Road off-ramp. We have an accident there. In fact, they just installed a center divide in that area because of so many accidents in that area. Again, that's a Laurel Curve, Highway 17, an accident. The subject is trapped in the vehicle there. They're closing down the number 2 lane to try to get that guy out of his vehicle. Slow traffic moving through there. In the South Santa Cruz County area, White Road near Freedom Boulevard, we have a large metal box in the roadway there to watch out for. And in the Monterey County area, County Road G12 at Lewis Road, we have some brush fire there that's been reported. In King City, Highway 101 North near the North Canal Street off-ramp, have a stalled vehicle on the right-hand side there. Your Central Coast weather for today, rain, highs in the 50s, south winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, more rain with lows in the 40s. Stay tuned to KSCO, your favorite radio station. Coming up next, we have the Saturday Special with MZ.
Right now at the Home Depot, Behr Premium Plus Ultra Interior Paint starts at a new lower price of $29.38 a gallon. Its lowest price ever. It's paint and primer in one, so it takes fewer coats and less time to cover any old color with any new color. It's the perfect time to break out the rollers because Behr Premium Plus Ultra Interior Paint now starts at just $29.38. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Spring is just around the corner, which means it's time to get your RV and trailers ready to roll. Hi, I'm Rena Mills of RV Service Center of Santa Cruz, your locally owned RV parts and repair center with over 36 years of service to the Central Coast community. In addition to RV repairs, our qualified staff services and maintains boat, horse, and utility trailers and toy haulers. We also restore vintage RVs and work hand-in-hand with all insurance companies to ensure your RV is restored to its original condition. Get your RV and trailers ready to roll into spring with the help of your friends at RV Service Center. You'll find us easy to reach and easy to use at 2525 Mission Street, cross street of Mission and Swift in Santa Cruz. 831-427-0881. Again, 427-0881. Or you can email us at rvscsc.com.
My name is Mickey Phelps, and I run Crown Catering, powered by Scotts Valley Market. We offer a full range of catering services, from formal to sit-downs to even cheese and wine parties. Let's say you want to have a nice get-together where a few women want to get together after work. We'll come and we'll let you choose some cheeses. I'll pair the wine for you, and we can all have a good time. I can get you up and running in just a few minutes. What makes us different from other catering companies that are out there is that we actually own a store, Scotts Valley Market. So if we need things, we can go to the store and grab them off the shelf versus calling in a distributor. We have them already available to us. We cater from 5 to 5,000. Bring it on, as I say. We are available 24/7, 7 days a week, of course. Crown Catering, 831-566-1425. And guess what, folks? You get to speak with the executive chef, Mickey Phelps. And that's me, folks.
If electricity flows through it, you can save a lot of money by doing it yourself with the help of the experts at Santa Cruz Electronics. Hello, Charlie Friedman here. Listen to the things your friends and neighbors are doing for themselves with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
Xbox 360 repair.
Solar energy kits. Musical Tesla coil.
Video output for my home media center.
Building a new server.
Repairing a student radio station.
More RAM and a sound card.
DSL line.
Network printing, scanning, and faxing for dentists.
Replacing antivirus on 12 machines.
Wireless network for court reporter agency.
Diagnosing sound card problem.
Building a 5-kilowatt amplifier.
Ham radio antenna.
If electricity flows through it, you can save a lot of money by doing it yourself with the help of the experts at Santa Cruz Electronics. Voted best electronics store 2 years running. Call Santa Cruz Electronics today at 831-479-5444 or visit at 2808 Soquel Avenue in Santa Cruz. Do it yourself and save money with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics. If electricity flows through it, you can save a lot of money by doing it yourself.
News Talk 1080 KSCO.
Yeah, why talk when you can argue? We've got a transmitter, and we're not afraid to use it.
We have all those great liners, right?
Yeah. Anyhow, hi there, Easton.
Hello.
How in the world are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm really excited about the show today.
Well, I have an announcement about the show. It's been canceled.
Oh.
No.
Ah, you got me.
Excuse me. Boy, but it came close. It came close because there was a schedule snafu with Sheriff Joe and his great media department. I got to say nothing but warm, good, nice things about the gang there. But you can imagine how a guy like him is in huge demand. But it was touch and go there for a while that we might have to cancel the program. But here's the current situation here. At 11 o'clock today, perhaps sooner, we are going to connect with the lead investigator of the Cold Case Posse, which at no taxpayer expense was retained to examine the veracity of the Obama birth certificate, and they came up with a conclusion that it's bogus. It's just not real. And so we're going to talk to the lead investigator. His name is Mike Zullo, from 11 to 11:30 today. Then from 11:30 to noon, we're going to be speaking with Sheriff Joe Arpaio himself. He's a man, okay? And so, we'll have him for about a half hour, and I think I'll get the interview out of the way pretty soon. We'll see. We'll just sort of see how it evolves, and hopefully we will in that half hour period. Be able to open the phone lines up so people can talk to Sheriff Joe, and hopefully we'll be able to do that with Mike Zullo also. But between now and then, we're going to do something else. And I guess the first thing we should do is start the program officially. So let's do that. No. The good morning thing. This.
Good morning.
Yeah, that.
A brighter day is here. Good morning, may we bring you cheer.
We've got time, we've got tunes, we've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today, you know, on KSCO Radio.
Hey, good morning, favorite radio station listeners. It's MZ welcoming you to hour number one of the KSCO Saturday Special. Hey, you know what people do? They say, welcome back to hour number two. When we get into hour number two, I never say that because I'm very precise. I say, welcome to hour number two. I don't say, welcome back to hour number two because we're just getting into it. Anyhow, it's always bug me.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
Hey, you know what? The promo doesn't seem to be here. You know that we did that we made.
So I have it right here, though.
So can you play it? 1, 3, 2, 1, take it.
Special bulletin to KSCO listeners. It's confirmed. America's toughest sheriff, Joe Arpaio, from Maricopa County, Arizona, will appear on the next Saturday special. KSCO has long been a supporter of, advocate for, and admirer of Sheriff Joe for having the guts to go against the tsunami of terminal political correctness that is drowning this country. His stand on enforcing illegal immigration laws that most other law enforcement agencies choose to ignore has made him quite the enemy to those who have no respect for the laws of our society. An alarmingly growing number of people. Sheriff Joe has been embroiled in controversies involving alleged unconstitutional jail conditions, racial profiling, abuse of power, feuds with supervisors and superior court judges, and yet he keeps getting soundly reelected. Lately, he's made news by suggesting that Obama's birth certificate is bogus and computer generated. Listen to Sheriff Joe and maybe even talk to him this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, right here on We Appreciate Guts and Balls Radio, AM 1080 KSCO.
Indeed, we appreciate Guts and Balls Radio, KSCO. Don't you? I'm going to be much more, I'm going to have more manners during this Saturday special than I normally do. I've got some sort of crud. It's not a cold, I don't think. I was beginning to think that, that people say that, you know, stuff is going around and it's catching people. But I was talking with Dave Allen the other day, and he said, no. It's nothing going around. It's the chemtrails. It's what they are doing to us. Now, I don't know. I used to think that was pretty netty stuff, you know, sort of out there. But can it be? Have you guys, has anybody out there been doing this a lot? I know I said I was going to use manners and cut the mic. I'll do that now. All right. Is that, yeah, so there is a lot of crud where you have to clear your throat and so forth. At least I do. All right. So what are we going to do for the hour? We can make it an open mic for first hour, or we can have some people who have some comments, you know, about Sheriff Joe, about the ongoing investigation of Obama's birth certificate, about the racial profiling, about the stuff that, you know, has given this hero, in my opinion, the reputation for being America's toughest sheriff. And boy, I wish other sheriffs were like Sheriff Joe, but he found a need and filled it, I guess, because he decided that you know, he needed to. I guess he was elected. There's been quite a bit of controversy involving Sheriff Joe over the years, you know, involving enforcement of illegal immigration laws that a lot of people are very upset about and equate to racism. Isn't that nuts? But anyhow, Sheriff Joe has made quite a name for himself, and we're very pleased to be able to welcome him to the program a little later on today. Let's see. Let's sort of catch people. By the way, before we go much further, I want to extend our congratulations to our heartfelt congratulations to Michael Olson, our general manager and general sales manager here at KSCO, for receiving this wonderful, wonderful, yeah, there we go, wonderful honor from the Farm Bureau and a lot of agricultural, you know, agencies. I'm not exactly sure. I should have been prepared for this, but all I know is that Michael was recognized this last week in a great surprise to him for all that he does for agriculture. And he's an accomplished author. The Metro Farm book is a bestseller. And it's wonderful. And we're lucky to have Michael associated with us. And we pat him on the back and say, way to go, M.O. So, all right. Now, what about the Rush Limbaugh controversy? Right now, well, sure. I mean, Rush is still here on KSCO. He will continue to be here on KSCO. People have accused me of never, ever, you know, seriously entertaining the thought of canceling the Rush Limbaugh program. That is not true. I was seriously entertaining the thought of canceling the Rush Limbaugh program, but not. Because not as a result of the recent controversy involving Sandra Fluck and you know, the birth control business. The last thing in the world that I do is bow to pressure from zealots who try to tell me that I should get in the way of freedom of speech. Okay. Now, Rush Limbaugh doesn't have a constitutionally guaranteed right to freedom of speech to be on my or any other radio station. You know, and as he said himself, you know, in this country, you have a constitutional guaranteed right to free speech, but you don't necessarily have a right to be heard. You have to earn that right, which he has obviously done. And anybody with half a brain who's in the commercial talk radio business for the last close to quarter of a century, let's see, it was 1988 that Rush burst on the national talk radio scene at a time when the AM dial was all but dead. And Rush is credited by everybody. I mean, even his detractors and bitterest enemies, for reviving the AM talk radio band and making it popular again, you know, for mostly for political talk radio. Well, so that was in 1988 that Rush was first syndicated by a guy named Ed McLaughlin, who used to run KGO radio. And he was an instant success. I mean, pretty close to instant. Within the first two or three years, he became just a sensation. And we have certainly taken our knocks, being in the most liberal town in the country here, a place that makes Berkeley look right wing, Santa Cruz, I'm talking about, our city of license. We took a lot of heat in the 1990s for even carrying Rush Limbaugh. And we were faced with, at least three or four times back then in the 90s, with threats for advertiser boycotts from people who did not like Rush Limbaugh and certainly did not like the fact that we at KSCO were giving Rush Limbaugh a local affiliate voice. And so they went after our advertisers. And in each of those instances back in the 1990s, it backfired. We didn't lose advertisers. If anything, we picked up, you know, a few advertisers here and there as a result of that. So, you know, I figured they would have learned the lesson back then. But no, it's nothing like it was, a couple weeks ago and earlier this month when I was getting, you know, hundreds of emails a day, mostly from people who had never even heard of KSCO, from, you know, people who were activists, mindless activists who were taking their marching orders from Nazis who feel like that there should only be free speech for them and not for people that have different points of view. So, anyhow, that's died down quite a bit. But apparently, I'm still getting threats in my emails. Not a whole bunch of them, maybe one or two a day, saying, "Oh, you've made your bed, Zwirling. Now you're gonna have to sleep in it, and we're gonna go after your advertisers." And no, all these threats, and I'm just sort of amused by the whole thing. I don't want to sound arrogant, but I'm amused because these people are, I don't know, maybe something's different this time. Maybe they are so well organized that it'll have a different result. I just don't know. Anyhow, during the first hour, that's a topic we can talk about. You know, if you were an advertiser, and by the way, if there are any KSCO advertisers who happen to be listening to the Saturday special today, I wish you would call in and weigh in on this topic and let me know if you've received any kind of comments or any kind of telephone threats or email threats or anything like that, and how you've responded. I'm fascinated by that. If if you're not a KSCO advertiser, maybe there's someone who owns a business who might have something to say on that topic. Anyhow, 479-1080 is the phone number to call. It's the Saturday special. We're going to be on the air right up until 12 noon, but starting with the second hour, we're going to be switching gears here and switching from open mic or you know, informal discussion of my favorite subjects or your favorite subjects to the discussion with Sheriff Joe Arpaio and a gentleman by the name of Mike Zullo, who was the lead investigator for the Arizona Cold Case Posse organization that recently determined that the Obama birth certificate is phony, or is very, very they certainly have been far from convinced that it's authentic. I guess I should say it that way. In any case, let's go to the phone lines right now. We have a caller on line one. That would be Ann in Scotts Valley. Ann, welcome to KSCO, the Saturday special. You're on.
Good morning, Michael. I just want you to know that I'm so excited that you're having these two guests on today.
Oh, good.
Wonderful.
That makes at least two of us.
I think it's such a coup. Really great.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed because, like I said, I was quite surprised at how easy it was, you know, to get a confirmation back on Tuesday. And then there was some sort of a snafu where, wait a minute. Looks like I spoke before I should have here. The sheriff has something else happening. No. We're already promoting it. You can't do this. I mean, you know, so.
Well, you didn't give up. That's the point. And, right. You know, that's wonderful. The other comment I'd like to make is I just finished listening to Michael Olson, and he had a fantastic program this morning. And I keep thinking, every time I hear him on Saturday morning, I just wish he had another hour. Is there any way you could find a slot for him to do 2 hours instead of one?
Does he want to?
I don't know.
I thought you always want to leave people wanting for more, you know. And
oh, my gosh.
I suppose we could drop the first hour of this and then we could cut Saturday special back to 1 hour. I suppose
that wouldn't be good either.
Oh.
Because that, you know, you do a lot of wonderful things on your program. It's just like, you know, I just would like another hour of him because his
well maybe he can come still. In at 8 o'clock. Then we'd have to bounce the green tea and honey ladies. But maybe they can find, I don't know. There's all kinds
of, good.
We'll take a look at that. Thank you, Anne,
that's
for the
one thing about your program. I love the flexibility that you have with your schedule. You know, it seems like you're willing to move people around, accommodate viewers' choices, and, you know, it's just really great. Anyway, have a great day today. And
thank you.
And I just thank you so much for having this show on today.
Appreciate it,
I'm really looking forward to it.
Great. So I, too. Thank you. Take care. Hey, here's Tim. Tim Whitlow of Whitlow Concrete. Is that true? Can it be?
Yes, Tim.
Hi, Tim Whitlow of Whitlow Concrete. So, hey, you're a KSCO advertiser. Have you gotten any flack for being a KSCO advertiser?
Yes. I was advertising on Rush Limbaugh, and then I asked to be taken off because of his comments about that young lady.
Uh-huh.
And, I guess it didn't get taken off, and I got a call yesterday from a lady in the 408 area code, and my estimator answered the phone. I was on the other line, and she gave a ration, and you had to quiet her up pretty quick. But
she was pretty emotional, apparently.
Oh yeah, she was going over the whole thing. He said, "You know, we've heard everything about it." And Tim,
I wonder if it was a KSCO listener.
Yes, of course.
I mean a regular KSCO, because we've gotten a lot of new listeners now because of this Rush Limbaugh controversy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it might. I think that a lot of people who are upset about this have come to KSCO only because they found out that we are an affiliate and they want to change the way we run our business.
And yeah.
That's what I resent.
Yeah. Well, anyways, I kind of want to stay out of the limelight of the Rush Limbaugh thing. And then with the sheriff that's going to be on, Sheriff Joe, I'm sure there could be a phony birth certificate. I mean, a lot of people can go to illegals can go to Watsonville and get a fake Social Security number for $40, and counterfeit money's made and stuff. And I don't doubt if it could be a phony birth certificate. But anyways, I gotta go.
If it is a phony birth certificate, then what?
I don't know. but my cell phone, I gotta go get a new one. That's where I'm on my way to now. It's the battery's just about gone. So have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, Tim Whitlow of Whitlow Concrete. Appreciate your call. 479-1080 is a phone number to call if you have a comment about anything that we've discussed thus far, or if there's something that you would like to bring up. It's the Saturday special on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. My name is MZ, and if you listen to KSCO very much, you know that we have a lot of commentaries, editorials, whatever. And they're usually done by my mother, Kay, who has an opinion on just about everything. Once in a great while, once in a blue moon, we actually receive something happens where I just can't control myself, and even I do an editorial. So let's see. We have someone calling. We have a number of people calling here, and no one is answering the phone lines here. So I'm going to answer this cold myself. Hello, KSCO. You're on the air.
Hi. I've only called a few times to your radio station. I am a new listener from KGO.
Oh, good.
And
what's your name?
My name is Shelley from Aptos.
Hey, Shelley.
And I guess I just am surprised because, you know, Santa Cruz is kind of more of, I know you have to appeal to everybody and not everybody's liberal, or I understand that, but Rush Limbaugh is just so, it's the vitriol and the, it's so not, I don't know. It's just a respect thing, the way he
sure,
talks.
Sure. I've heard that. I've heard that by a lot of people. In fact, a lot of the new KGO people like yourself have said, God, what a great station you have, except you have to have that Limbaugh guy. He spoils everything.
Right, because, you know, even KGO, I didn't always agree with everybody there, but they were pretty respectful, like Gene Burns or Ron Owens, I definitely. But when Rush Limbaugh comes on, that's the time I turn the radio.
But Shelley, I think I still respect you nonetheless, because clearly you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, to use a cliche.
Right.
Clearly you find that there are enough other programs on the radio station to make you want to come back and just tune out during Rush.
I know, but I just...
And I think that's reasonable. You'd be surprised at so many people I've heard from during this episode that started at the beginning of this month, who would say, I discovered your great radio station. You've got, it's so fantastic that you serve the community. You do so much original content that you can't get anywhere else. We really appreciate it. But if you don't draw the line and cancel Rush Limbaugh, I'm never going to listen to your station again.
I think because Santa Cruz, it just doesn't reflect Santa Cruz very well to me. Like, that is not Santa Cruz. Rush Limbaugh and I'm sorry, but your mom's, those commentaries, sometimes I just want to reach right through the radio. I get so...
So do you tune out during Kay's commentaries as well as tuning out during Rush?
I do not like it. Well, I think they play too much. Like, you hear it one time and it really makes you mad, but then you hear it 10 times and you're just like, oh, God, I got to turn it. I can't hear this one more time.
You know, says something about our programming, that you tune in long enough to hear it 10 times, because it's not on all the time. I mean, it's on like once every 3 or 4 hours, I think.
Well, right. But, you know, when you listen to news and then that or whatever, I don't know what the time frame is. But if you listen every day, you do hear the same thing, commentary.
Okay.
It's like, oh, not again.
Now, wait a minute.
Okay.
I don't mean to throw this in your face, Shelley.
Okay.
Will you bear with me? And if anything, will you find this a little amusing?
Okay. I'll try.
I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay.
Or maybe not on hold, but it's time to play a Kay's cover.
Oh no.
Now wait, you might like this one. You might like, or you might hate it. Will you stay on? And so when we're done playing it. It's 3 minutes and 33 seconds long.
Okay.
Will you stay on and then come back and tell me if... Because every once in a while, Kay throws someone a curve. Like, you know, the people who like to smoke pot would think that, you know, Kay is a terrible, you know, anti-pot smoke. Nothing could be further from the truth. She can't understand why if alcohol is illegal, that causes way more grief to society and heartache to people than alcohol, than marijuana. Why isn't marijuana totally legal, for example? So not everything that Kay says or does is predictable, you know.
Right.
And so anyhow, here, let me play this, which happens to be an encore presentation.
Okay.
The following KSCO commentary is an encore presentation. Here is Kay's Whirling.
Last week, I received an urgent letter for funds to support Sheriff Joe Arpaio of Arizona. It appears that the powers that be do not like the fact that Arpaio is being too successful in his job. Arpaio is being punished for being tough on crime. He continues to fight to stop illegal immigration, and he forces prisoners to wear pink jumpsuits, and he cracks down on the criminal wave coming across our southern border with Mexico. According to the Wall Street Journal, since February 2007, Sheriff Arpaio has arrested about 30,000 illegal immigrants, and the administration is now attempting to curb the powers of this true American. Now Obama wants to discredit Arpaio and silence him and remove him from his job. Why, you might wonder, would our leader, who promised change, honesty, and transparency, want to discard the sheriff who's doing such a good job for our country? Well, here's the simple answer. Liberals led by the ACLU have filed 2,700 lawsuits against Sheriff Joe, accusing him of illegally profiling Latinos. But they are indeed illegal, and they are Latinos from Mexico, and that is not profiling. Also, President Obama has been doing a dismal job as president, and he knows that if he has any chance of remaining in office for more than one term, clearly he must do everything in his power to convince the country to give amnesty to the illegal immigrants who are here. If that happens, of course those new Americans will keep him in office for two terms. Along with amnesty, the following will happen. The illegals will expect welfare benefits, free health care, free hospitalization for childbirths, and free schooling in Spanish. And who will pay for those perks? You and me. Most Americans do not get these taxpayer-funded handouts. Why should those who come here illegally get them? The left likes to think there are 11 million illegals here. That was the estimate 8 years ago. The amount could now be closer to 29 million. To make this wonderful, tough, honest American Sheriff Joe Arpaio the fall guy for Obama's agenda, I say it stinks. Sheriff Joe should remain where he is and remind convicts that they are not serving time in a hotel and continue to expose illegals. And we the people should support Arizona and remain alert and not allow amnesty for illegals. And the U.S. government should close the borders.
K reports, not much in Joe Arpaio's situation has changed almost 2 years later.
For KSCO, this is K Swirling.
Yep, it sure was. And Shelley, what did you think of that commentary?
Well, you know, it's okay. I mean, I agree with some things, but the things that I don't like that she says is, you know, the president's doing a dismal job. Well, I don't think you need to say that. And I don't think when she says a true American, just because we disagree, you know, doesn't mean he's a true American and we're not if we don't agree. Those kind of words, I just don't, no, sorry. You know, that's,
okay.
It's, right. And that's what Rush Limbaugh, you know, he's even more vitriolic like that. And I just find that that's not really Santa Cruz. That's not the face of Santa Cruz. I mean, it just seems
the
weird
face of
that,
Santa Cruz. Now, I don't mean to put words in your mouth. And so stop me if you think that's what I'm doing.
Okay.
Please.
Okay.
Would it be correct to say that the face of Santa Cruz is one of controlling offensive speech?
I like to think of Santa Cruz as kind of a peaceful place and more laid back and kind of...
Well, laid back is the term I've heard all my life. Whenever you talk about Santa Cruz to anybody in any part of the world, that's the first two words that come out of the people's... Oh, the place is sort of laid back, isn't it? Yeah,
I think that's not reflective of Santa Cruz, this man yelling these offensive remarks and... and I don't know, judging people, and that just doesn't, it seems strange that that comes through Santa Cruz local radio.
Yeah.
I don't, it doesn't fit. It's like a weird,
Well, look, when I took over the radio station in 1991, I had this vision for KSCO to be a voice for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Not just a voice for people who, you know, who fit. It's a voice for everyone, not just for people who fit. For everyone.
Right, but you have middle of the road people that are like the voice of reason that can see both sides of an issue versus someone who's so extreme. You know,
I
know it makes maybe it entertaining for a while, but then eventually it gets old. It just gets, it's like, you know, they're going to get up there and they're going to say the same and they're going to repeat, you know, they're going to bash Obama every single day and they're going to just say these, you know, hateful remarks all the time. I don't know. It just says.
Well, listen, I very much appreciate that you took the time to call the Saturday special
and that you
listen to the rest of the radio station. You're not one of these unreasonable people, you know, who just because you don't like one part, you throw the whole thing away.
I do miss KGO. I have to admit that was really difficult for me, but. You know, I'm...
Well, I mean, who knows? We might get some more KGO people hooking up with us here. You never know. I hope you're happy with Dr. Bill on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday on KSCO Presents for 2 hours.
He's okay. He's another one. I tune out for that one, too.
Oh,
sorry.
No! All right. Well, listen, Shelley, send me an email about with your suggestions, because I am a very responsive person who looks at suggestions from the audience as something to cherish and be proud of, because people, you know, there are consultants in the radio business that get paid thousands of dollars an hour to give advice that in many times isn't even as good as your advice that's offered, you know, gratis, which I appreciate. Anyhow, so thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah,
bye-bye.
There goes Shelley, and I think it was in Aptos, but I'm not positive. Who else is, who's next? Craig in Campbell's been waiting a while. Craig, welcome to KSCO. Thanks for calling 479-1080.
Yeah, hey, Michael. A left lady, you know, probably a nice lady and all, but just has a hard time swallowing the truth. Like a lot of people in Santa Cruz, they kind of live in their own little world. Anyhow, but, you know, that's good that she listens anyhow. And
I think it's really cool because I want more and more people listening, regardless of what their politics are or what they feel about particular programs. What bothers me is that when, as I've said, I don't want to be a broken record, but what bothers me is all these spiteful people who can't stand one thing about the station, so they turn off the whole thing. You know, that bothers me.
Yeah, but by the way, after Rush, what do you think has the biggest listenership on your radio station? What program?
Oh, my program, of course.
Your program.
No, I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, you know, there's no science to any of this. I mean, it would seem that after Rush, the program immediately after Rush, because it has the lead-in audience of Rush. And if we do a good job with that show, and there's no question that Dr. Bill does, and there's no question that Dr. Corey does, then I would think that's a natural second most popular program in terms of total number of audience. But who knows? There's no way to prove any of that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what I wanted to – I was wondering if you could ask one of these guys the next hour, the investigator or the sheriff, about that video with the grandmother in the video over in Kenya at the village saying this is where Barack was born. Ask them – they must have seen that. Ask them if that's a real authentic deal. That's the real grandmother, and they're really, really saying that. If you can,
sure. I'll try to remember. I'll write that down here. Okay. Ask about grandmother Kenya video.
Yeah, that. Remember a few years back.
Yes, I remember. I remember seeing that grandmother Kenya video. Okay. And I don't know. I mean, hopefully we'll be able to open up the calls. I'll open up the program to calls. I'd like to take a minimum amount of time with me interviewing the people. I think way better questions get asked from the audience than by me. So, anyhow, thank you, Craig. Right. I'll endeavor to ask that if someone else doesn't. You know.
Yeah, Michael. Yeah, just ask him when he gets there, so you don't forget. You know, after you talk to him and stuff. Okay.
Okay.
That's it.
Hey, thank you much. Appreciate your call. There goes Craig in Campbell. He called 479-1080 in area 831. As can you. Quick call from Ed in Aptos, then we're going to go to a commercial break here so we can clear the decks for all next hour to be commercial free. Ed in Aptos, you're on the air.
I hope it's not too quick. I've got a couple of points. Main point, the reason I called was I'd like you to get Arpaio's read on the law enforcement goings on at the Trevor Martin case. It seems like the law enforcement there really dropped the ball big time, and that proper police methods were not used in that case.
I hate to say this. I hate to admit my ignorance here. You got to bring me up to speed a little bit here, okay? What is it you're talking about?
The kid in Florida that got shot by the guy in
The teen, okay. Zimmerman shot, right?
Yeah, Zimmerman. But anyhow, you know, it was a murder, or could have been classified as a murder. So they didn't even pick up the murder weapon. They didn't get, you know, do ballistics on the gun to see if it, you know, in fact was the weapon that killed the fellow. And there's a lot of stuff. I mean, so that, you know, just, I haven't, maybe he has seen police reports and knows what it was. I don't know, from a police standpoint of the examining the thing as a policeman looking at it saying they did this and this, and this. Oh, they really did a good job, or they just botched it completely. But talking about Craig, I think Shelley was more reasonable than Craig, and I've heard a program where it says that right wings tend to disregard facts if they are given an argument and the facts support their argument, that they'll disregard the facts and keep on with their emotional beliefs. Maybe it's the same with thing, but I like to think that.
I think both sides are guilty of that, to tell you the truth. You?
Yes. Well, you know, I listened to Limbaugh a long time ago in the 90s when he first came on your station. I think his program changed a little bit. But what I recognized with Limbaugh at that time was when he had people on, I guess he had Free Form Friday where he'd get other people in. But he'd get the dumbest left-wing people on there so he can make them look like fools. He never had an intelligent person on there that could give him a good argument. So he made them look like buffoons.
I
think that was a known methodology of his program.
Well, okay, yeah.
Since I have quit listening to it, I don't even know if he ever has anybody from the left on, but I know that...
Tell you for sure, it's bugged me years ago, and it still bugs me. I don't get a chance to listen to much of anything. I hate to say, I've got to, you know, got to keep the dishes twirling and the balls in the sky, you know, in the air here. But I used to listen to Rush a lot in the early 90s. I would people thought I was rude because I was listening in one ear, you know, in my headphones on my Walkman to Rush and the other ear to them. because it was pure entertainment. I don't think Rush is as entertaining anymore. I think he's purely political. However, he's still a great broadcaster. And it's true to this day that any commercial radio station that has Rush Limbaugh on that station is guaranteed to be the leader in that market in terms of audience size.
His audience.
Guaranteed. Why is that?
It's just, you know, that's people is people. But the thing of it is now is he's being killed in two directions because of the MP3s and podcasts and whatever, that we don't need to connect directly to him. And then that the people that his audience is growing older. I don't think the young people are listening to him.
Oh, no question about that. Yeah, you're right, Ed. Uh-huh. Okay, well, listen, I want to thank
you. I would like to hear it. I wanted to talk to some kind of a law enforcement officer to see, you know, it just seems like to me, I don't know law enforcement that well, but it just seemed like the law enforcement was dropped the ball big time there in Florida.
I'll try to remember. I can't promise. I just don't know how this thing will, you know, evolve. But thank you for the suggestion, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
I appreciate it. There goes Ed in Aptos. Jeanette in Watsonville, Bill in Salinas, Linda in Van Lomond, Jack in Salinas, stay with us. We're going to take a commercial break now. We'll get you on right after the break. Okay, Easton, take it away.
Reach for the sky. Hello, I'm Chris Gallardi of Specialized Aviation at the Watsonville and Monterey airports. You can reach for the sky in one of Specialized Aviation's airplanes or helicopters. And it will be so easy, you'll wonder why you waited so long to fly.
Hello, I'm Mary McDonald. I'm an aerobatic pilot here at Specialized Aviation. Join us at the Watsonville Aviation Thrill Center for all kinds of extreme flying fun. I'm talking aerobatics from 3,000 feet, where you loop, roll, spin, and dance over the Monterey Bay, or a graceful helicopter tour for that over-the-top view of all the magic the beautiful Monterey Bay has to offer, or take on the adventure and challenge of learning to fly a helicopter or an airplane, or jump out of an airplane and free fall from 14,000 feet. It's all here, and at prices starting at only $33.
Specialized Aviation at the Watsonville and Monterey airports, 831-763-2244, or sphelly.com.
Hello, I'm Robert Stangero. Many Santa Cruzans know me as Big Boy. The original Stangero family has been in business since 1879. Our name stands for quality, quantity, and great service. Our Gilda's restaurant on the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf is still fishing headquarters for the area. It's where fishermen gather every morning for coffee and breakfast before heading out on the bay. Stop by Gilda's and say hello. Both my son Dino and I look forward to meeting you at Gilda's at the center of the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf.
Our local Red Cross responds to over 2 home fires every week here in the Monterey Bay Area, and electrical problems are a leading cause of home fires. Hello, I'm Chris Jensen with JM Electric. One cause of home electrical fires is degradation, which simply means that your electrical wiring and connections have become old and worn out. Prime conditions for starting a fire in your home. JM Electric's current safe inspection can determine if there is degraded wiring inside your walls. To see if your home can benefit from a current safe inspection, call JM Electric today for a free, no-obligation assessment, 422-7819, or jamelectric.com. Now a word from our friends at your local Red Cross.
Hello, I'm Camilla Bellucci, and the development manager at the Santa Cruz County chapter of the Red Cross. There were 117 home fires in the Monterey Bay area last year, which means a lot of families needed our help. You can help them by donating your time and money to your Santa Cruz and Monterey Red Cross chapters. We thank you, and your friends and neighbors thank you, too.
KSCO, our local Red Cross responds to over 2.
That was a nice a cappella little jingle. Thank you, Easton. All right.
That was me, actually.
Oh, it was?
That was me singing live.
Oh, my. Well, thank you that. Thank you for that.
You're very welcome.
Good for you. That's, you're a very talented man. I learned that 2 Christmas potties ago at the radio station, Holiday Potty. All right, welcome back to hour number 1 of the KSCO Saturday Special. We're going to bring Jeanette in Watsonville, who's been waiting on the phone here for over 20 minutes on the air. Jeanette, you there?
Yes, good morning.
Hi there.
Hi. Hey, in terms of your mother's commentaries, I think they're great. And if I hear them one too many times, I just change the station. And in terms of Rush Limbaugh, you know what? You have room in your station for many voices. If you just cater to laid-back Santa Cruz, believe me, I, for one, would not be listening. I live in Watsonville, in this part of Santa Cruz County. We have many voices here, and we like to hear many voices on there, not just laid-back Santa Cruz. In fact, I don't even like laid-back Santa Cruz anymore because it's too laid-back. But anyway, outside of that, I'm glad you have Sheriff Apayo here and Rush Limbaugh. You know what? If I don't like what he says, I change the station. I don't have to listen to him.
Now, and, you're a very smart lady.
Well, thank you. I like to think that. Now, I do believe you have a man on 1340 named Phil Henry.
Oh, yes. He's on from he's on opposite Charlie.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't like Phil Henry, so I don't listen to him.
Uh-huh.
I listen to Charlie. So if you don't like what's on the radio, change the station.
Yes. But don't force other people to be deprived of listening to what they want to.
And that's the big difference. And as far as that woman that Rush Limbaugh was talking about, I have no respect for her, and I'm a woman.
Oh.
Of course, I'm an older woman, so maybe I'm just not worthy of what young people would, you know, it's young people today who rule, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, thanks for weighing in, Jeanette.
Okay, Michael.
Always nice to hear from you. Take care
thank
now,
you.
Okay?
Nice. Wait to hear the share.
Okay. Here's Bill and Salinas. Bill, you're on the air on KSCO.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. I'd just like to make a couple of comments.
Go for
first,
it.
First, Shelley, you know, I listen to your station because you are so balanced. You know, I can listen to Rush Limbaugh and get one perspective and then listen to some of your other broadcasters to get the other perspective and kind of weigh them. She mentioned something about Rush being disrespectful. I'm wondering if she's ever heard Brad Carver in the afternoon.
Unfortunately, she's not with us. But my guess is that she might. Yeah, because I don't know. I can't answer for Shelley.
Yeah, Brad is, I find him very disrespectful to the callers at times. But you know what? I agree with Jeanette that just called. Hey, if you don't like something, change the station.
Yeah.
You know, but I think the balance that you have is excellent because you can get every point.
Well, thank you, Bill and Salinas.
You have to listen to all sides of the question and all sides of the situation to make an intelligent decision. And then I think one of your other callers also talked about the right being they don't like the facts.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm more to the right than I am to the left. And I would think that the left use more talking points than the right does as far as what they want to spew
as
what their truth is.
Bill, appreciate your call to the Saturday special. I got two more that I got to get other callers before the top of the hour. But do listen next hour, okay? And keep listening to I hope, your favorite radio station.
Great.
Thank you.
A lot, Mike.
There goes bye-bye. Bill in Salinas. Here's Linda in Ben Lomond. Hey, Linda, you're on KSCO.
Oh, hi. Hi, Michael. Good morning. Thanks for having the sheriff on. Sure. I'm really excited about this, too, and he deserves support in the whole country. Real quick, the girl that called in that listened to KGO doesn't want Rush anymore. You know, there are so many liberal things to listen to. All the newspapers, there's hardly anything conservative out there, and then they want to take that away from us. That I don't appreciate. I think it would be good for her to listen to Rush because he explains conservatism and liberalism like nobody else. He can really explain that well. And I don't find Rush to be rude at all. That girl that he was talking about, you know, she was a real, I mean, my goodness, what she was asking for was ridiculous. I'm on your side. Okay. The other thing is,
clearly.
Thank you for having the sheriff on and ask him, why did Donald Trump drop that? I think, did he get threatened or something? I was pissed when Donald Trump just let that whole thing go.
I was doing some research for this show today, and I noticed that Donald Trump sent an attaboy, you know, email or something or a memo that was scanned and published to Sheriff Joe. I'll try to remember to ask him about that. I think Donald Trump is totally, you know, on board with this thing and wants to show our fraudulent president, if he is indeed that, which I think he is. I believe that myself.
You know, I think.
And by the way, I started to say I don't do many editorials. I got sidetracked here. If you've been listening to KSCO since, you know, 2008, I think that's the last editorial that I made right before the election, where I got on and I said, you know, this guy Obama is really, really charismatic, and I'd love for there to be a black president. And I came real close to voting for him, but I've decided I'm not going to vote for him, and here's why.
Well,
one reason only. Our enemies, the enemies to this country, want Obama elected, and they certainly want him reelected. Isn't that enough of a reason, you people? Enough of a reason to vote against the guy?
Michael,
are you crazy?
Listen.
Can't you see what's going on here? You're losing your country.
That's right.
You're losing the country because of this president.
I agree. Wait, Michael, I got to tell you one thing.
What?
If you had been listening to Rush, you would have never thought of voting for him because he was playing his speeches he was giving back in 2002,
and we heard
what he had to say.
Okay,
listen to Rush.
I didn't get a chance to listen. Okay, fine. Thank you. Here's Jack and Salinas. Go ahead, Jack. You're on the air.
Good morning. It always amazes me how the proponents of diversity are so intolerant to the diversity of ideas. And also, I'd like, if you could, I'm not going to have time to call, but if you could ask Sheriff Arpaio how if he thinks it would be a good idea for the federal government to develop a method of differentiating between migrant workers and illegal aliens, and helping the migrant workers and keeping the illegal aliens out.
Okay.
Because there's definitely a difference between the,
all right,
difference between the migrant workers.
We're in the news right now, but thank you, Jack. Let me take Doug's call real quick here. Go ahead, Doug, real quick.
Hey, MC, I have to give you props for standing your ground with all these whiny locals that call in and say that I want this and I want that. One question I would be asking them in some cases would be, are you an a UCSC student? Because I don't think your views matter all that much in some cases, because it seems as though they're all one-sided in regards to what they're taught and what their belief systems are. They don't know what it means to have to work hard enough to make enough money to keep a roof over your head when you're paying $1,500 to $1,600 a month for an apartment. Most of it's taken care of by the UCSC system.
Well, or
via loans.
Yeah, the parents and so forth, but for the rents. But anyhow, yeah, thanks, Doug, for bringing that up, and thanks for the kudos. I appreciate it, okay? Hey, we got to go. I mean, we're into the we're well into the CBS News. That's KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. Here's CBS News in progress.
Lawmakers have hit a roadblock over a transportation bill.
With 1 week to go before federal money for highways runs out, shutting down construction projects coast to coast, Congress remains seriously stuck on a new transportation bill. The Senate passed a bipartisan bill, but the House hasn't done anything. Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid.
70,000 bridges that are unsafe. 20% of our highways are in a state of disrepair. And they haven't even taken up a bill.
House Republicans are deeply divided over the issue of transportation funding and now say they may just try to do a temporary three-month patch. Bob, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
The hottest ticket in town next week is at the Supreme Court. 3 days of arguments will be held on the health reform law. CBS's Jan Crawford.
Obviously, the opponents say Congress simply can't make you buy something that you don't want to buy. And if force you to buy insurance, then the next thing, you know, they're going to be forcing us to buy broccoli and fuel-efficient cars and all those other things that are supposed to be so good for us.
Health reform is the president's biggest domestic policy achievement. A piece of space junk came uncomfortably close to the International Space Station, but NASA's Rob Navia says all is well.
Everything went by the book, and as expected, the small piece of Cosmos satellite debris passed the International Space Station without incident.
This is CBS News.
Quietus contains homeopathic ingredients traditionally used to provide relief.
Can you hear that sound? That ringing. That hissing.
I can't get to sleep with it.
I can't concentrate. I hear it constantly. Everywhere I go, it doesn't go away. It drives me nuts.
It's tinnitus.
A constant ringing in your ear caused by loud machines.
Loud music.
Ah, finally. Quietus.
I love Quietus.
I couldn't believe it. No more ringing in the ears. No more hissing sound. Quiet relief so I can work.
No more ringing. No more loud fans.
And I sleep like a baby.
If you're suffering from tinnitus, I urge you to try Quietus.
After trying Quietus, the ringing stopped and I felt like I got my life back.
Quietus is real, my friend.
Quietus has changed my life.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Quietus at 1-800-860-8517. That's 1-800-860-8517. Stop the ringing now. 1-800-860-8517. That's 1-800-860-8517.
Good morning. You have it tuned into AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz. It's 4 minutes after 11 a.m. here on this Saturday, March 24th, 2012. I'm Easton Allen with an update on your Central Coast roadways and your Central Coast weather. This King of the Hill traffic update is brought to you by the RV Service Center of Santa Cruz, your locally owned RV parts and repair center in Santa Cruz. RV Service Center specializes in all RV insurance repairs and now offers service rebates equal to your insurance deductible. It's like you pay nothing at RV Service Center. That's at 2525 Mission Street in Santa Cruz, a proud member of Think Local First. Out there on your roadways, have a few incidents on Highway 17 affecting your weekend commute. The first one is on the Laurel Curve area. Have a vehicle that hit the median there, and the vehicle is on the right-hand side at this point, but lots of emergency personnel on the scene, CHP and tow trucks. And then we have another incident near Granite Creek Road where a vehicle hit a tree, and it's on the right-hand side. That's northbound 17. Very slow traffic moving through there. In the Monterey area, County Road G16 near Rancho San Carlos Road, have a car fire there to watch out for. Vehicles on the right-hand side, CHP now on scene. Your Central Coast weather for today, rain today, highs in the 50s, south winds 10 to 15 miles per hour tonight, more rain with lows in the lower 40s, southwest winds at 5 miles per hour becoming east after midnight. Your forecast for tomorrow, showers in the morning, and then, get this, showers likely in the afternoon. Coming up next on KSCO, we have hour number two of the Saturday special with MZ.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back.
Okay, we're getting down to brass tacks here in hour number two of the Saturday special. We're going to have the lead investigator of Sheriff Joe Arpaio's cold case posse.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
And his name is Mike Zullo. We want to welcome Mike Zullo to KSCO. Mike, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Hey, so happy you could be with us. Now, you are in Maricopa County, yes, in Arizona?
Yes, that's correct.
And tell us about your relationship with America's toughest sheriff, Joe Arpaio.
Sheriff Arpaio is a great guy. He is probably one of the last real old-time lawmen that believe in the rule of law and believe in doing their job. And he does it in spite of what people say or try to do to him.
I think he's great for the same reason. Why is it that's been lost in this country? Why is it that so many of the law enforcement officers are just plain gutless?
I think you have to have a special ability and the fortitude to be able to withstand the public scrutiny and criticism that those people go through now on a daily basis, whether it's in the press or by political adversaries. I mean, it's a tough thing to be a cop today, and especially it's a very difficult thing to head the organization.
Wow. Okay. Now, what's your background? Have you been with this organization for a while? I know the sheriff was a federal investigator of some sort, right? For years, right?
Yeah. The sheriffs have been in law enforcement for 51 years, I believe. It's 30 years with the Justice Department, and did a number of other things as well. My background is I'm a former police officer, former detective out of New Jersey. I was a licensed investigator in that state. Moved out to Arizona in 1993. Joined the posse, I believe it was in 2005, and has been the cold case commander since 2006, I believe it started.
All right. Now, posse sounds like something from a Western, you know, TV show. What is a posse these days? What is a posse?
Yeah, it's not something like you see on a Western TV show where people jump on their horses without looking to rope somebody. No, that doesn't happen. A posse today is done by constitutional provision in the Arizona Constitution and by statute. The elected sheriff has the ability at his discretion to swear in individuals, whether law enforcement background or not, the citizenry, if you will, to assist him in any task in the performance of his job. And if he deems necessary, he could go out and literally deputize anyone to assist him for that purpose. So the sheriff has put in place he wasn't the originator of the posse, obviously, but he has taken a posse from ranks of a couple hundred to over 3,000 dedicated individuals.
This is a volunteer, activity, right?
Completely voluntary. You're not compensated in any way. You are not outfitted in any way by Maricopa County.
Yeah.
You're nothing. Everything comes out of your pocket.
In 1976, I was a member of the Santa Cruz County Sheriff's Air Squadron. Now, they didn't call themselves a posse, but we would fly, we would volunteer our piloting skills, you know, to do search and rescue missions and so forth in the rare instances that they were needed. But I assume it's the same kind of a thing, right?
It's the same kind of thing, except it has evolved. You'll hear the sheriff a lot of times, you know, the posse takes a lot of shots by the media. And you'll hear the posse say, the sheriff say, I don't know how he would do it without the posse. With short manpower, they pick up the slacks.
I see.
I mean, now instead of just being called out, you could literally be assigned to certain divisions within Maricopa County. You could be assigned to a patrol division, and you could literally be working 5, 6, 7 days a week if you chose to.
And how can people afford to do that? I guess a lot of the posse members must be retired or independently wealthy or just want to serve, right? Selflessly.
No, they just want to serve. You know, the minimum requirements, I believe, are anywhere between 8 and 16 hours a month that you're required to give service. And there's different, you know, levels of I don't want to use the word rank of proficiency within the posse. You have a basic posse person, usually a person seen in uniform does not carry a firearm, and you have qualified armed posse. These people are qualified to carry a firearm. They do act as a second man in the patrol vehicle. In other words, they are there to back up the deputy. And if it goes bad for the deputy, it's going to go bad for them.
Yeah.
And that's the risk they're willing to take.
We're talking with Mike Zullo, who is the lead investigator for the Cold Case Posse of Maricopa County, Arizona, in the sheriff's office of Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Hopefully, Sheriff Joe will be our guest in about less than 20 minutes from now. And Mike has been in charge of investigating the veracity of the President Obama birth certificate. Now, tell us how that came to be here.
That came to be where Sheriff Arpaio, this all happened unbeknownst to me, was approached by some residents of Surprise, Arizona. They have a tea party out there.
That's where the barking dog is. We have a dog who was a member of the Tea Party there.
That's my shepherd, and she's a little old and a little grumpy. They went and they petitioned the sheriff, and the sheriff was asked to look to the validity of the birth certificate. These 250 individuals signed a petition believing that
figuring that nobody else seems to care, and so why don't they ask Sheriff Joe if he would be interested in picking up the ball here? Is that's pretty much what happened, would you say?
Actually, they went to Sheriff Arpaio as their last hope and last resort. They believed that their voting rights were going to be infringed, and they wanted him to look into the matter, and that's how it came about.
I see. Okay. And you had been a member of the posse before them, before you became the lead investigator on this particular issue.
Yeah, I was asked to be to take the role as commander of the Cold Case Posse. I believe it was back in 2006.
I gotcha.
And we started working. We were actually trained through MCSO. In addition to other training that we've had in other agencies, they trained us in homicide investigation, case homicide investigation, interrogation, questioning techniques, and things of that nature. And we received that kind of training from the sheriff's office.
Right. Okay, so what happened? Then what happened? What did you do? I mean, this took about 6 months, right, to come to the conclusion?
Well, it's 6 months, and it's still continuing. It's not finished. We got the information. We started to receive information, documentation, and actually once the media was alerted that we were doing this, we became inundated with information. We focused on the birth certificate primarily, and we looked at the birth certificate from an approach of we wanted to validify the document. I in the beginning, did not believe that this would be even possible in the United States of America. That something like this could happen. I was not a believer in this. I was not a proponent of this. I really am not a political junkie. I had a discussion with the sheriff, and we both agreed that we're probably going to vindicate the president, and that would be a very good thing.
I see.
except in examining the document, the evidence took us in another direction. And the one thing you have to do when you investigate anything is you have to remain objective. You cannot cloud an issue with your own feelings. You have to gather facts. You have to discard what isn't relevant, change what's relevant, start putting those pieces together, and then let the evidence take you, regardless of your own persuasions. And that's what happened here, and we ended up with the result we ended up with.
All right. Now, in looking at the YouTube videos, by the way, I've asked our webmaster, John T., to post on our KSCO.com website. Don't know if he's gotten the message yet, and I foolishly forgot to call him, but I sent him an email along with a link to replace the video about Obama and his stance against Israel with this new video, which is about an hour and 20 minutes or so of the actual press conference that you guys held, I think, on March 1st or 2nd. It was like hours after Andrew Breitbart was murdered, in my opinion. So that's going to be the featured thing that I recommend everybody watch on KSCO.com. It may be posted now. It may not, but it'll definitely be posted later today. What happened? Where do we go from here? You decided that it was announced. It was March 1st, right? The press conference.
Yes, the press conference was decided by Sheriff Arpaio to be held on March 1st.
Okay, and the bombshell that was dropped at that press conference is your belief that the birth certificate that was released for President Obama is not authentic.
That is what the sheriff said at the press conference, and that is our position. Sheriff Arpaio and I had lengthy discussion about the press conference, and we both agreed that we were going to do something entirely unique. The sheriff felt that it was going to be imperative that we be transparent, that we just don't go up there and talk and leave things to people's imagination. Hence, we created, I believe it was 5 videos showing the birth certificate issue and one showing the Selective Service Card issue. And they're abbreviated, obviously. You know, we just can't put 6 months of work up there for you, but we got them down to about 2-3 minutes apiece. And we wanted to show the media, which we were hoping to show the public, exactly what we did and how we came to these conclusions so that citizenry can see what we saw. And I think we accomplished it because the barrage of questions we got, which we're all just trying to attack the sheriff and I as far as, you know, kill the messenger kind of thing.
Yeah, I noticed that. I noticed that. And you guys weren't going to fall into that trap, and you didn't.
Sheriff's been doing this a long time, sir. He's not going to fall for that. I mean, he takes punches every day. That man just keeps getting, you know, back up. They don't really knock him down. Kind of new for me. I wasn't expecting that. Even one of those.
By the way, I'm not blowing smoke, Mike. I think you did a great job in that because I watched most of that that press conference.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. You
might not be as experienced as Sheriff Joe, but you're a pretty close second, I'd say. So.
Well, you have to also understand, you know, it's the sheriff that has given me the authority to do what I'm doing. You know, I answer directly to him. It's his authority that he's entrusted me with. And I was just going to do everything I could to make sure that we put on the most professional event we could.
I think it was a great. Again, I wasn't there, but it was very well documented on video, which should be, if it's not already available, as the featured video on KSCO.com's homepage. But elsewhere in my preparation for this program, I noticed that that the sheriff seems to be a little frustrated, and I should probably ask him about this, that why isn't there more media attention being given to this?
And, go ahead, sir.
Yet, you know, a good amount of – is it just because it's something that I'm interested in, so I gravitated to it? I thought a pretty good amount of media attention was given to your press conference, although a lot of the media was very hostile and trying to kill the messenger, as you were saying. Am I wrong about that? I mean, it seems to me that it did get a good amount of press coverage. I'm a little baffled that it isn't an ongoing top news story. because it would seem to me that even people who are enamored with and just love and slobber over our president would want to I guess the ends justifies the means. I would think that people would want to know that the person who's the president of the United States is there legally and not there because, you know, he and people who support him are gangsters.
Well, I think
and crooks.
I think you kind of put it in a perspective where you're kind of sensing the sheriff's frustration, and I agree with his frustration. You would think that people would want to know. The biggest problem we've had here, and the sheriff told me going into this, he goes, don't be surprised if we don't get national coverage on this, because there's a media blackout. They don't want this story getting past the borders of Arizona. And that is effectively what we have seen. We had local media coverage. And, you know, we did something unique also. It became evident to us that this was going to happen, that they were going to shelve the story, keep it local, don't let it go anywhere. And in doing that, I had to make a decision, and it was a tough decision to make. We took the press conference and we put it into the form of an ebook, and we put that thing out there on Amazon and whatever other agencies sell those things. Everybody tried to come out of the woodwork and start criticizing the sheriff for that ebook.
Why?
The investigation is for sale. I want to be really, really clear about this.
Oh.
That ebook has nothing to do with selling anything. The 60 cents a copy that I may see out of this when it's all said and done isn't going to be enough to take my family on vacation. The purpose of that ebook was when we realized mainstream media was not going to pick up coverage of this and alert the American people to what the sheriff of Maricopa County, a law enforcement veteran of 51 years, was telling the world. We believe we have a forgery. We needed to preserve the press conference and try to get it past the borders of Arizona. And it's having an effect, a limited effect, because there's no publicity.
All right, now here's something. I brought this up with a recent guest that we have on. You've heard of Alex Jones. I assume that the sheriff has been on with Alex Jones. Am I right?
I don't know if the sheriff has
He definitely should if he hasn't been. But we are an affiliate of the Alex Jones Show here at KSCO and my sister station, KOMY. And I think more and more and more stations should be affiliated with Alex Jones. But we won't get into that. What's amazing?
Well, I can share with you real quick. Let me share with you real quick. I will be doing an interview for Alex Jones next Tuesday.
Great. You're going to get a huge, huge, huge amount of coverage worldwide. I know. I went on Alex Jones for a 40-minute interview, and more people know my name now than in the first 60 years of my life. I'm telling you, so that's a major score. And Alex is not very well known in the world of broadcast of mainstream media broadcast, but because of the internet and because of his skill set in recognizing and utilizing technology. And his beliefs and his search for the truth has gone viral, and people really, really appreciate that. Now, the reason I brought him up, Mike, is because I know that Alex, is so passionate about putting the word out about what is going on in our world with the banks and the corporations and the governments, not this left and right stuff. They're all the same. That's why he supports Ron Paul as the only non-Tweedledum or Tweedledee candidate. Ron Paul is someone totally, totally different. But here's what Alex does. He produces at least 4 DVDs. They're very professionally produced videos each year. And he urges people to buy those DVDs and support the broadcast and what he's doing, you know, to get the word out and educate people about what's really happening in our country and in our world. But it's so important that he gets this information out, that he tells people, he says, look, if you can't afford to buy this, go to this website and download it for free. It's more important that the information gets out and distributed than for me to get reimbursed for the cost, or for me to get rich, or for me to make money. I just want to suggest that to you. I know there are costs involved in putting out an ebook and so forth, and you just told us why you did that and why you've received some criticism for doing that. You might take a page out of Alex's book and just say, hey, listen, this is available for free. If you want to support us, we wouldn't mind you paying 60 cents or whatever the deal is. Anyway, I thought I'd just put that out.
Yeah, that's something that, we'd have to look at. There's problems, though, going forward as far as we're concerned. We don't have the ability to finance anything like that. The other thing is...
Yeah, well, talk to Alex when you ask him about that, and tell him you talked to MZ on the Saturday special, and you'll take a page from his book. If you want... You don't need mainstream media. Sheriff Joe doesn't need the mainstream media to get this out as to be a huge, huge story. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I'll definitely make that inquiry, because that's what it's about. It's about getting the information out there, and getting the information out there in abundance. This is a critical, critical chapter, I believe, in American history. I believe Sheriff Joe is at the forefront of this. I believe he is one of the very, very few that are putting it all on the line. And he deserves at least the attention that something like this deserves. My God, we had Congress investigating steroids in baseball.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to tell you, in the scheme of things, I really don't care how fast somebody could throw a baseball.
Right.
There's a lot more important things out there.
No, what you and Sheriff Joe are involved in, I'm not blowing smoke. I think I have the highest regard for you guys. What you guys are engaged in is saving our country. How important is that? And I think, and I know that you understand the power of the new media, because you put this great, news conference here from March 1st up on YouTube for everybody to watch. And starting today, it's going to be on our KSCO.com website. And I think it should go viral. I think everybody in the world should watch this, And if you ask Alex Jones to help you, I'm sure he'll help you publicize that too. I'd be very surprised if he wouldn't, because he's a true patriot and an American, just like you and just like Sheriff Joe, whom I see is on the line with us here. So Mike, you want to stay with us, but we got to grab every second of the sheriff that we can, okay?
Oh, so the sheriff's very capable of handling himself.
Okay.
I think I can get off.
Well, I will unlock you here, and thank you very much for being a part of our KSCO Saturday special. I salute the work that you and the sheriff and everybody in the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office are doing to preserve our country, and I think you guys are heroes. I really do. So thank you very much. And hopefully we can talk again. And if there's anything we can do to help you in your efforts, please let us know. Okay, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, welcome to KSCO. It is an honor. Hello? Oh, you know what? I have to hit the button here. There. Sheriff Joe, welcome to KSCO. It is an honor.
Good morning.
I'm going to lock you in here so I don't accidentally drop you. So I appreciate your coming on with us. I know you're a real busy guy, and you're taking time from your weekend where you had other things scheduled. Thank you very much. So listen, where do we stand right now? I watched the YouTube video at about 4 in the morning today of your press conference that you held on March 1st, during which you announced that your findings thus far are that the Obama birth certificate is not authentic.
Well, you had Mike Zullo. He had some good experts look at that. I'm not going to get into all the mechanical details on that. I'm more interested in the Selective Service form.
Yes. Okay, now that's something that I guess you've brought to light. We haven't heard a lot about the birth certificate. At least you know it's been talked about a lot on this radio station. But you have checked out his selective service card, which clearly is not in the standard form that selective service cards or registration forms have been, and you've asked for the selective service to provide you with a copy of the original, or what is it, and what's the status of that?
Well, we'd like to see the original. They did send us a copy, so it came from their own office, I presume, in Washington. So I'm asking for some help and asking the head of the selective service to look into it and get back.
And let's see, I think you have there's a 30-day period for them to respond that we haven't quite completed yet. Is that correct?
No, I sent this letter out March 21. I'm not going to hold my breath if I'm going to get a response. I've been a top federal law enforcement official in the U.S. Justice Department in my other life, federal drug enforcement. And I know how the bureaucracy works, especially a sensitive situation like this. So I don't know who he's going to give this to. He reports directly to the president, the head of the selected service. But this is just the first letter. We're going to be writing letters to other officials to try to get them to give us information.
Well, it seems to me that you just want answers, and you're not getting too many of them, are you?
Well, I'm a law enforcement guy, 50 years. I'm an elected sheriff, and when 250 Tea Party people, it doesn't matter who they are, they're citizens. I report to them. They're my bosses. I got 4 million that live in this county. And I took it serious. Hey, you're our last resort, sheriff.
Did they go to other sheriff? I mean, who would they go to? I guess they thought to go to you because you have a reputation for taking things seriously that should be taken seriously.
Well, I'm sure they've dealt with other law enforcement. There isn't any law enforcement agency that will look at this. We're the only ones. Now, you're going to get a lot of information, tons of information that we get by public or people they have the evidence. But no law enforcement agency has ever looked at into this, which takes it into a different level when you're dealing with investigators in law enforcement. So that's something everybody ought to be concerned with. And I'm not, I'm a little surprised that the major media hasn't picked up on this. You know, they pick up on me no matter what I do. I get on national, international media. But it's very strange that nobody is asking me to appear on this matter. Probably the most censorship blackout in history of the United States. That includes Watergate, which, by the way, nobody cared about Watergate. The two investigative reporters started that. Nobody cared about the National Enquirer. You know, they make fun of that periodical. By the way, Globe magazine has done three stories, and I know they're accurate because I talked to them, and I know when they repeat something I said. But it isn't an interesting that the Enquirer, they break the Edwards story. But the main media won't talk about it.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter, Sheriff Joe, these days. I don't know if you heard the tail end of my conversation with Mike Zullo. I strongly believe that the mainstream, quote-unquote mainstream media, has become irrelevant because of new media, the Internet. And that's why I don't think you need any of those. And I don't think you need to go around being frustrated that they're not giving you enough ink on this particular seminal issue. I really don't think you need to at all. You could do that yourself. I'd like to see you become a host. I'd like to see you do an hour talk show host. And you'd be amazed at what an impact that you could have. And if I'd love to be the guy who made that happen. I could make it happen with not too much difficulty.
I've done talk shows before.
No, as a host, not as a guest.
No, I've done talk shows before at home. But I'm too busy now. I've got so many things on my plate. I've got the Department of Justice looking at me and it is racial profile. And so,
yeah, how's that going?
Well, I don't know. We've been trying to deal with them. It's been going on for 3.5 years. And
so they have filed, the Department of Justice has filed a lawsuit against you for being a racial profiler, I guess, right? I mean, is that?
They haven't filed. They've been investigating, and now they're threatening to do it if we don't abide by what they want, which there are some problems I'm not going to give in. So we're still negotiating after 3.5 years. But they had their big press conference December 15th without me knowing about it and blistered me, and then everybody's looking at that December 22nd DOJ report. They're all asking me, there's all these activists and groups asking me to resign, demonstrators, everything else, but that's not affecting me because we are still arresting those in this country illegally. We just arrested 54 the last several days in workplaces and human smuggling, so we're still doing our job enforcing the illegal immigration laws, which is a very sensitive, controversial story, if you know, if you've been following.
Why, of course it is. Why do you think that is the case?
Well, I'm a poor boy. I started this 4 years ago. I had authority from the government to, under my deputy sheriffs were trained to enforce the laws. They took that away. 100 days Obama in office took that authority away. They just don't like the way I'm arresting those in our country illegally. And I'm just doing my job.
The way, they don't like the way, or they don't like the fact that you're doing it at all?
Well, they don't like the fact that I'm doing it at all. Now they say they don't like the way I'm doing it.
Well, what is that way?
Well, I don't know. They're accusing my deputies of racial profiling. It could be stopping people because of the color of their skin. We don't do that. We don't grab people on street corners because they look like they're from another country. We have probable cause when we do it, but evidently they're dealing quite closely with all the activists and Democrat politicians. Everybody asking me to resign all happen to be Democrats, including the two congressmen here. So sometimes I get the little feeling it's going to be a little politics involved. I know the president mentioned me a few months ago at the White House, didn't like what I was doing. So we have to understand this is politics. That's the way it goes.
Sure.
I want to talk about the Obama situation. I'm not accusing him of any crime, but I'll tell you, when you look at these forms, there's a good possibility of forgery. So we're taking this to a level of a crime, and that's my job, to enforce the laws. So I'm looking at those two documents. And if you talk to Mike, I guess he told you we got so much other information. But excuse me, I want to get these two situations resolved, see if there was any forgery, and find out who did it. That's my job.
In the video that I saw, it was announced of your press conference on March 1st. It was announced briefly that you at that time had a person of interest. Who in your investigation of who might have committed this forgery, and so it's been like 3 weeks since then. Has there been any movement along that line?
We have several persons of interest. It doesn't mean it's suspects. Person of interest.
Right.
But we need some help from other agencies. When I started this, the first thing I said 6 months ago. Show us a microfilm. If he was born in the hospital, we had two twins who were born in the same week or 2 days after or before. They have microfilm. That proves they're born in that hospital. Where's the president's microfilm? How come we can't get it? Nobody will give it up, along with much other materials. But sometimes you get the idea there's some stonewalling going on. So that's my job, to enforce the law.
Let me ask you something, Sheriff Joe. Would you welcome offers of assistance from other law enforcement officials on this? Did I, it's sort of a dumb question. I guess the answer would be of course, but I mean, it could also, I mean, too many cooks could spoil the broth type thing also, you know.
My jurisdiction isn't in Hawaii. In a way it is because of the birth certificate, because when they went public, the White House, that affects everybody in the United States, including Maricopa County, Arizona. That's my standing. But when you talk about forgeries in Hawaii or the government, selected service, it would be nice to get some information or some help on this. So I don't know. I got them in a box. Are they going to throw it in a wastebasket and forget it? Probably. But I'm not going to forget. I want some answers on this selected service. I want to explain the deficiencies on his form that a 10-year-old would understand, and yet the media and all the other people are saying it's all garbage, there's nothing to it, he's just going through it to get some publicity. I sure don't need this for publicity. So that's their answer. They avoided at that press conference, if you noticed, they were all asking questions about us. Why weren't they asking questions about the documents and trying to tear that apart? They didn't even talk about the evidence. They don't want to talk about the evidence. Now, if you think that they can prove that this is all garbage that we came up with, why don't they go public and say it?
Yeah.
Everybody, the Republicans are quiet. The Democrats are quiet. Nobody wants to talk about this. And we're talking about,
because it's so unthinkable that this could have been perpetrated on the American people. I mean, it just to me. But I think it's all the more reason to talk about it.
No. Well, you know, the Watergate. Watergate, I believe, was nothing compared to this.
I agree with you. I agree with you. It sure is looking more and more to me like our president is not really our president, and that he's someone else. And I was telling our audience, it's very rare that I do editorials, but I did an editorial right before the 2008 election saying why I had decided that I was not going to vote for Obama, even though he's a real charismatic guy. It'd be nice to have a first black president and, you know, be historical and all that kind of stuff. I just took a look at one thing, and that was that our enemies, people who despise the United States, wanted Barack Obama to become elected, to be our elected president. And that's all I needed to know for me not to want him to be our president. Anyhow, last hour, Sheriff Joe, we received some calls from people who, had some suggested questions that would like me to ask you. And one of the questions is, why did Donald Trump, who got into this birther thing at one point, seem to go away? And my answer was, he didn't go away. And one of the things that I saw today, I saw it looked like a scanned memo that he sent to you saying, way to go, Sheriff Joe. You know, is that true? I mean,
he did go away. He got the press and Fox, which they gave him a chance to talk about it. Now he sent me a nice little note. You're right. Keep going. You're our guy and all that, which means he probably believes there is something to this. Now, he sent private detectives down there. There's a big difference with citizens or private detectives in that sense, that law enforcement looking in this. So I'm sure that he probably feels, wait a minute, you know, they're coming up with this information too, which is okay. But once again, I don't see an uproar. I do know that little by little, the public is picking up on this. And I'll tell you, I don't need this publicity. I didn't do it. When I said I'm not on talk shows, I am on talk shows all over the world constantly, but on TV and all that. But I didn't do this. I'm just talking about the media as a chance to get the story out. That's why we did film our press conference, knowing that the media would not put it out. That's the only reason. I think the public has a right to know about these situations. But that's why we did it. That's why I'm talking to you. Not that I wouldn't talk to you.
Well, sure. No, your media person, Lisa, wanted to know what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about just general things. Sheriff Joe would be a great guest. And sure, we'll talk about the birther thing, because that's the latest item that's in the news. Are you saying that it's surprising to that there isn't more media coverage of your findings? Is that what you're saying? Because it sounds to me like you're not having any. If anything, you're sort of bugged by all the people that want to talk to you probably about this issue. Am I right?
Well, I don't want to insult your radio station. You got a good station. I'm talking about the major media, the broadcast media, the cable media that do reach millions of people. And even if they did not, it's incumbent on them to talk about a situation like this. I put people in pink underwear. I get national TV. I got yesterday on demonstrators in front of my building. I'm on national, international TV constantly. At least 4,000 interviews on television overseas. Everybody knows who this sheriff is, and I think I've laid some groundwork and credibility for 20 years as the sheriff and 50 overall as the director in Mexico and South America and Turkey. I can go on and on. I had another life. But that's what I think is making them a little worried, because it's not just some little guy I can assault any other law enforcement looking into. I have a history, and I have a federal 30-year history, too. So I think that may shake them up a little. But I know they're zeroed in on me from all different directions, the feds are and so on. But that's fine.
Yeah, you're like, it reminds me of a line from my favorite movie, Treasure of Sierra Madre with Humphrey Bogart. You know, the regarding the Gila monster, you're like a Gila monster. You could cut off your head and it'll hang on your arm until sundown.
I don't need to tell you something. I took an oath of office, and as the elected sheriff, I take that very serious that I'm elected. If I was appointed police chief in Washington, I would have been fired 20 years ago. And you think I would be doing this?
Yeah.
If I had to report to somebody?
Listen, there's a bunch of people who want me to ask you questions about have you seen the YouTube video a couple of years ago about the interview with Obama's grandmother in Kenya? And I said, if I remember, I'll ask you about it. But something tells me you're not even going to want to talk about that, because all you're interested in is in the things that you're focusing on now. And that is this a forged document, or are these forged documents? I'm talking about the birth certificate and the Selective Service card, or not. Right? I mean, you don't care about any of this other stuff, or do you?
No, the other stuff is very interesting, too, but right now I don't want to talk about everything. I'm concentrating on possible crimes. That could affect the presidency. I don't know. I'm not accusing the president of any crime, but I'll tell you one thing. Somebody had it been doing something wrong on those documents. It's incumbent to look into it.
If and when you find out who did doctor that document, either both of those documents, then what happens? You'll charge that person with a crime, right? I mean, yeah.
I don't know if I can do it unless they live in Maricopa County, but I'll tell you one thing. I'll put a big push on to get that down to whatever jurisdiction that person's in.
Uh-huh.
Okay. If it was you, if you were forging a government document, I think they'd be going after you.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to do any of that, so.
I mean, anybody else I'm talking about. Why is nobody interested in this one? Because it has to do with the president? Any other?
Well, I don't understand it. That's a very good point. I mean, I think everybody should, even Obama supporters and people who voted for and will continue to vote for Obama, should be interested in that. Wouldn't you think?
Why don't they do some damage control and go on the and defend themselves and prove and deflate whatever information we're talking about? Great.
What a great point.
When I told Mike Zulo to look into this, first thing I said, I want you to clear the president. I want this done once and for all on the birth certificate. But then it didn't work out that way. When he wasn't even a believer. Our people were not even believers. But then we started looking into it, and we came up with our information, which others said it's garbage. And this is it. This is where we stand now. So what do I do, dump it in a wastebasket and go hide? And that's the end of it? Which many people would hope I would do, including both parties, political parties.
Yeah, I sure don't understand that part at all. Anyhow, one of the questions that someone brought up last hour that I think would be great to talk to you, it has nothing to do with the Obama birth certificate thing, is what about there's migrant workers that, you know, that come across from Mexico. In fact, many years ago, I was in the video production business, and I made videos for the Department of Education here in California, the Department of Migrant Education. They're genuine migrant workers who go back and forth between California and Mexico and Arizona and New Mexico and Mexico and so forth. And then there are illegals. Now, I don't know the difference, but shouldn't there be a separate a classification for those kinds of people as opposed to the plain, blatant, illegal people who come, who just pay no attention or no heed to the laws of this country?
Well, the only way I'm going to answer that, I have no problem with anybody coming into our country. My mother and father came here legally from Italy. That's okay. That's great. Made this country great. But don't come in here illegally. Change the law. Come up with your guest worker or the situation you're talking about it, abide by the law. But if you're going to come into my county illegally, you got a big problem because I enforce that. So somebody's got to start making an issue of this in Washington.
Why do you think you're the only one who's making an issue of that?
I don't know. First of all, I'm elected. And number two, we have two state laws I've been enforcing and was enforcing the federal because then we were doing too good of a job. They wiped out my authority. I think it would be commending. But then I'm talking about high-level people, Homeland Security and so on. But I don't know. I'm just doing my job. And yeah. If you don't like it, take the laws away. Stop demonstrating. Sharpton, he led 10,000 people against me. Sharpton, I had him. I would say, come on to the office. I'll talk to you. He came. I've had...
Oh, he did?
Yeah, I
would have loved to have been present for that one.
I guess he doesn't drink. I guess if he did, we could go in a back room and have a beer, like the president invited those two people to the chamber to have a beer.
Oh, yeah.
Me. Uh-huh. How come I've been to the White House. I'm the expert, I think, at the border with 14 years as the top federal law enforcement official. How come they don't ask my advice? Nobody asked my advice, except everybody running for president. They visited me in my office, Bill Bachman, Herman Cain, Perry Call, Romney. I endorsed Perry, spent 2 days with him on a bus in Iowa. Newt Gingrich just called me, and met with Santorum. So I'm glad that they're talking about immigration, and I want to thank the president for bringing that issue back on the table. I don't believe his policy about 300,000. He's not going to deport. But when he went public, everybody started talking about immigration again, including the debates. You notice everybody's talking about it. That's because of the president talking about it. That's good.
That is good, but I wonder why he would bring that up, because it would seem that to me that would be something that he would not. Well, I don't know. I don't know what to think. I don't know what to think.
Come on. It's an election year. He needs a Hispanic vote. That's why they made me the poster boy, making me an example of what's going on.
Yeah, but it could backfire. You know, making you the poster boy could bring more people out who support you, and he would lose in a landslide instead of win. You know.
Forget me. He's worried about the whole country, Florida and other places, get the Hispanic vote. And
that's what everybody wants. It's not just Obama. I mean, everybody wants this Hispanic vote, which is probably why they all turn the other way, even the Republicans, you know, when it comes to enforcing what you want to enforce, which I think is great.
I've been elected five times, going on six this year. And if I lose an election over what I'm doing, so be it. I'm a senior citizen. Anyway, I've been married 55 years, so maybe I can.
You are months away from the big 8-0, am I correct?
Isn't that what was on the Obama's? Why do you have to mention 8-0? That's the number that was on Obama's Select Service.
Oh.
I
know that. I watched that video. It's a fascinating video, but I wasn't even thinking of that. I think it's great that a guy who's almost 80 is as active as you are. I mean, I think it's absolutely incredible, which leads me to my next question is, let's see, you run for a 4-year term, right? So, and you got an election coming up in the next year or so. Am I right? Or?
September and November.
Of this year?
Yeah.
Okay. So how long are you gonna keep doing this, Sheriff Joe?
Well, I'm sure going to do another 4 years. I'm going through this to take a car home at night, so I'm going to... and you know what?
I sure don't do this just to take a car home at night. That's a classic line. I love it. That's great.
You know what? I'm not going to. I may go another 4 after that.
I don't think you realize how funny what you just said was.
I got funny things in that.
Holy Christmas. Oh, that's great. So, good. So why not? Why not an 84-year-old sheriff? Why not an 88-year-old sheriff? Why not? I mean, older people are the more wise people, I think. Most wisdom comes from older people, I think.
So, you're 100% right.
I think that's great. Do you want to – there's only about 2 or 3 minutes left. Should we bother to should you want to talk to any callers here or not? I mean, I don't know. What a horrible thing to say. Okay. Let's see what David and Soquel has to say here. David and Soquel, welcome to KSCO with MZ and Sheriff Joe. You're on the air.
Hi, Sheriff Joe. My name is David. I live in Soquel. I've been supporting you now for about 4 years, something like that. I gave you some money. Not a lot of money, but because I'm senior citizen also and have to watch my pennies. But, you know, I'm a gun guy, so I've been trying to get to Arizona for a long time to live, but it hasn't worked out because of the housing prices and all that. But do you have any need for somebody that can maybe help you out in some ways other than financial? I mean, do you, for an older guy like me?
Well, if you want to move here, we got 3,000 posse members, including my cold case posse, at no cost to the government, so they can't hit me with using taxpayers' money investigating the Obama situation. But we got about 500 that carry guns, same uniforms. I put them, nobody knows the difference. Been a great program. It is a great program, the posse.
I'll keep that in mind. I appreciate that. Yeah.
So if you ever get down here, come and visit me anyway.
Well,
I'll show you.
Plan to. Actually, probably this year. I have a granddaughter living out there, and my mother-in-law lives out there, too.
All right. Thanks, Dave. We've got to get to Don and Salinas and Marlene and Santa Cruz. That'll be the end of the show. Here's Don and Salinas. Welcome to KSCO with Sheriff Joe and MZ.
Sheriff Joe, I wanted to ask you, how can Holder accuse you of being racist and racial profiling when the federal government can detain you for wearing a poncho and a sombrero? It blows my mind. And that is a fact, that you just have to look Mexican and the Border Patrol can ask you for your paper.
Yeah, the Border Patrol does a good job. I wish you would extend their authority all the way up to Maricopa County. But there's a law, I guess, so many miles from the border, you can stop everybody. And there's no racial profile. That's always been a good question. We don't even do that. We don't.
No, you guys are very safe in what you do and very honest and open. I don't, you know, and Holder, I don't know. Can I ask one other question?
Don, I'd love to say yes. We're so short on time. Thank you for calling. Marlene in Santa Cruz, you're on with Sheriff Joe and MZ.
Hi, thanks. And I just want to tell Sheriff Joe, I really appreciate what you're doing that our own Congress has not done and will not do. This is a person that has perpetrated a fraud, it seems to be, on the American people. And it's just astounding that nobody is stepping up to investigate, and you and your volunteers have done this in the most honest, true way that can be done, the absolute American way. So, you know, thank you for doing that, and I highly support you and what you've done and all the people that are involved in your volunteer organization. So thank you.
Yeah, and thank you, Marlene. Thank you, Sheriff Joe. I hope this isn't the last time we get to talk with you. My salute goes out to you. I'm sure all our listeners do. I think you're a real hero. And thank you very much for being on with us, and continued success to you.
Well, call me anytime. I've been very busy, been a little mixed up, but call me and I'll be glad to get back to you.
Fantastic. I appreciate it. Thank you, Sheriff Joe. Take care. We have a good one. Thanks very much for being with us. That's it for the show, ladies and gentlemen.
That's all, folks.
KSCO Santa Colinas Monterey San Jose. It's we're 1 minute into CBS News. We will join in progress. This program will be rebroadcast tonight between the hours of 10 p.m. and midnight, and on demand at KSCO.com. Here we go.
The tense line between the North and the South as the last Cold War frontier.
The DMZ is the most militarized adversarial border in the entire world today, where there still is technically a war. There's only an armistice.
Officials say the president's DMZ visit will also be a strong symbol of the U.S. security commitment to South Korea. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Seoul.
Also on the road, Pope Benedict, who's visiting Mexico. CBS's Adrian Bard.
This marks Pope Benedict's first trip to Mexico as Pope. Mexicans adored his predecessor, John Paul II, making it a tough act to follow. 16-year-old Carolina Moreno, wearing an I Love Benedict t-shirt, says Mexicans are getting used to him.
We miss our last Pope, Juan Pablo II, but I think that he's just amazing. He's just a good Pope.
One thing different is the security. In the past, you could wander freely. Now you need tickets, stickers, and in some cases, clearance from Mexico's Secret Service. Adrian Bard, CBS News, Guanajuato.
People are camping out at the Supreme Court this weekend in hopes of being able to witness historic arguments on the president's health reform law next week. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
It's going to be a long weekend for the lawyers who will make their arguments to the justices over the next few days. They're poring over their notes. They're doing mock sessions with experts standing in for the justices. And they're generally just trying to prepare for the dozens and dozens of questions they'll likely face.
An investigation's underway into the cause of the house fire that killed 8 members of a family overnight. Assistant Fire Chief Bob Sharp in Charleston, West Virginia, says the home was fully engulfed when they arrived.
There was nobody like calling for help or any of that. It looked as if they all had been asleep, and that's the way they remained when we found it.
One woman did escape the flames. Authorities in North Carolina say a husband and wife were killed when a gust of wind from a thunderstorm knocked a tree down on their SUV. Their daughter, who was in the back seat, survived. This is CBS News.
Thank you for calling Bank. Our banking hours are Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m.
You have reached Bank. Please call back during our normal business hours.
Welcome to hours on Monday through Friday.
It is after 5 p.m. We are closed. Hi, thanks for calling Ally Bank. How may I help you?
If your bank doesn't have a real person available 24/7, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense, just people sense. Member FDIC.
This was the Gulf's best tourism season in years.
All because so many people came to Louisiana.
They came to see us in Florida.
Make that Alabama.
Make that Mississippi.
Hi, this is Karen Sock from Biloxi, Mississippi.
This is Ron Hardy from Panama City, Florida.
Hey, this is Cheryl Zisler in Gulf Shores, Alabama.
This is Bill Kearney from New Orleans, Louisiana.
The best part of the Gulf is wherever you choose. And now's a great time to discover it.
This is a cordial invitation to visit the Gulf Coast this winter.
Brought to you by BP and all of us who call the Gulf home.
It should have been their moment of glory. Instead, it was a moment of disbelief.
It was supposed to be the Kazakhstan national anthem, but the Kazakh shooting team put hands on heart during the ceremony in Kuwait. Their faces went blank. The song was a spoof created for the film Borat that had been mistakenly downloaded from the internet for the occasion. The fabricated anthem is considered highly insulting by Kazakhstan. The team's coach complained, and the medal ceremony was rerun, this time with a real national anthem. Larry Miller, CBS News.
Tying the knot isn't cheap, especially if you live in New York City. The average cost of a wedding there, about $66,000, according to a new survey. Chicago came in second at a cost of $54,000. If you want to save money, get hitched in West Virginia, where the average cost is just $12,000. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
Good afternoon. You have it tuned into AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz. It's 5 minutes after noon on this Saturday, March 24th, 2012. I'm Easton Allen with an update on your Central Coast roadways and your Central Coast weather. Problems on Highway 17 northbound near Glenwood Drive. We have a pretty major accident there. Both lanes were closed for a while. The number two lane is now open, but very, very slow traffic going through Highway 17 in both directions. Had an accident earlier this morning near Scotts Valley Drive. That has since been cleared up, but there's still very slow moving traffic out of the Scotts Valley area on Highway 17. The roadways are pretty slick out there, so be sure to drive with extra caution this morning. Highway 152 near Lover's Lane in the Hollister area, we have an accident there.